Well, delighted to be able to introduce our next speaker, Ramin Asghari. Many of you are aware of his work. It's been widely noted in the media. His main area of interest and expertise is in international humanitarian assistance and relief, with emphasis on refugee situations. He, too, has worked extensively in developing situations, often under conflict. For example, MSF with Afghan refugees in the war-torn areas of Georgia, in Darfur, in Somalia-Kenya borders, and in Haiti. Since 2001, he's been evaluating and helping asylees who claim torture as part of their well-founded fear of persecution. Here in New York City at Montefiore. In addition to teaching clinical medicine, if that wasn't enough, he teaches tropical medicine, immigrant health, and refugee health to the Masters of Public Health students. And he has ongoing projects in Madagascar, India, Ethiopia, and Argentina. I don't want to take up any more time so we can enjoy what Dr. Asghari has to tell us.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much for coming to this session. people who work with me in this project, Joni Price and Jonathan Rip, are faculties, and one of them is resident right now, was a medical student who helped us with this project, and she's Joni is doing a residency in OBGYN, Penn State, and Joni is my colleague at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, where we work together. Sure. I don't have any conflict of interest to declare. Brett actually did a whole lot of work to present the background for my basically project, so I'm going to go through it. So obviously we know that there has been growing interest in global health among medical student, resident, and undergrad and graduate level, and we have seen significant increase in international health experience. Now, I'm just going to add here, because the definition of global health, obviously, is not just international health, and it has to do a lot with underserved, but a lot of people really need help. Also in the United States. So there is high demand, but we know that at least at the residency level, medical school level, both of them, we don't have enough training curriculum, standardized curriculum for teaching. And most of the global health program, majority of them, they have emphasis on providing experience in abroad. So they don't necessarily address the global health issues at home. We have this opportunity, and we have a lot of global health issues that we have to address in the United States. And big cities and metropolitan cities, obviously, they have a very diverse population with a lot of needs, and they are coming from global health from abroad, and they are residing in the United States. So we thought we should probably come up with some kind of exposure and use these opportunities that we have. And we are from New York City, and I guess the majority of the big cities in the United States have the same opportunities. And we said we probably can use those in order to prepare our trainees in order to get better experience. And especially because we can have a preceptor here. If we send people abroad in an international setting, we normally don't have a faculty all the time to supervise them, and it's very difficult to really make sure that their both clinical and public health experience is supervised beyond borders. So this would provide us better opportunity to have more control over things that we want them to learn. So what we did, starting in 2008, we started brainstorming, and we thought with another faculty, generally, to think about creating such opportunities. Now, we had a bunch of programs at Mount Sinai that we considered global health, both clinical exposure, and we started a residency track in global health, so we had hired some faculties with experience, so we had, and then we have UN, we have a lot of NGOs, we have a lot of diverse population in New York City, so we said we can put something together and make it both a clinical elective, because we think as a practitioner in a residency program, they really need to have that clinical expertise, as well as give them some population aspect of the global health. Now, We offer the elective for medicine and pediatric, combined medicine and pediatric residency. It's a four-year program. Unfortunately, it does not exist anymore, so we have the last cohort at our second year of PGY2 at this moment. But we had that program started. We had a MedPeds program that was MedPeds, was not Global Health, but we kind of add some kind of different perspective to it and made it Global Health 5 years ago. A resident in a medicine program also can participate in this two-week elective. As a teachers and preceptors, we started talking with a lot of people from NGOs, as well as a tropical medicine clinic across the city in New York City, a parasite clinic at ACOM, and it was a lot of talk to really make sure that actually a resident can get very good and direct supervision. We also put together a didactic program for them, mostly a lot of readings and some courseworks. But majority, I would say 70% of this exposure, we wanted to be clinical. So we had four different clinics for them. One was a tropical medicine, which is called Parasite Clinic. And the good opportunity that we had was that different universities, as part of consortium university working Global Health in New York City, they had their own little kind of program. So we approached them and we said, we want to send a resident to your program, to a specific clinic that you have. Parasite Clinic is one of the best ones, with Chris Coyne in ACOM, and she agreed, and we sent a resident there. And they basically, what they do, they go and see patients who are coming from abroad, either travelers or people who live in the United States. They see Chagas, they see malaria, they see a wide range of parasitic diseases, and actually they do lab tests, they use microscope and do a lot of things. So they really love it, they enjoy it because it's really clinical for them. And then we have Travel Medicine Clinic here on Mount Sinai. One of the faculties runs it, and majority of this traveler, they are going abroad, mostly for business, but also around 30% of them, they are immigrants. They're going back home to visit their families and all of those things. So basically, they get to do a lot of prevention, all of those stuff, and vaccination. Then we started working with a chest clinic, whose tuberculosis clinic in New York City. Also, they are servicing probably 80% of immigrants who are coming with the TB, reactive TB or suspected. So they would go to those clinic and two sessions a week and basically get to do the exam and go through the process and treat the patient. Another part was immigrants and continuity clinic, because we were located in right at the border of Upper East Side, which is one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country, and East Harlem, which is one of the poorest in one block in the probably United States, I'm not sure, but definitely in New York City. And we have a lot of immigrants who are coming, and with a lot of language barrier, with a lot of lack of access. And with skilled preceptors, they also got exposure to do a lot of screening strategies for immigrants, get involved in providing care for them. It was a cross-cultural approach. And then we have a human rights clinic at Mount Sinai that we basically take care of the torture survivors. And as Jim said, and we go through the process of, you know, doing the affidavit and evaluate them, and we work with a lot of grassroots organizations and attorneys, so they go through the process, and it's kind of like interface between law and medicine, and they really love it. So that's the fourth component of it. So the goals, I guess somehow I actually covered it. Another part of the goal was really to prepare a resident for related clinical and public health position in the U.S. because a lot of people have interest in global health, but they are unable necessarily to go outside the United States to commit for an extended period of time. Yeah. And we have those opportunities in the U.S., so we thought that we could potentially expose them, and so they can stay here in the same field or doing something global health, and they are doing it. And two components I talked about, just the exposure and the clinical skills. In terms of competences, this is obviously, it's going to be available on the web, and I'm not going to significantly go through each component of it. So there are some general competencies that we cover, and I don't know if I can leave it up for a minute for you guys. I don't want to read through all of those. Clinical exposure, I talked about it, and different components, as I said. And a part of non-clinical really has to do with a lot of broader global health issues, you know, the reason for child mortalities, and, you know, the epidemics and trends of the disease on a global level. And we covered those kind of things, mostly in the reading vaccination, the reason that those strategy doesn't work, and how, what are the implications that those strategy could be used in the United States. Then we, the end number that we had over the last 3 years and a half was 10. Normally we have 3 to 4 resident, MedPeds resident per each year. And so far we have a data from 10 of them, 12 of them that came through the program, but 10 of them they were able to fill out the survey, and then we had the focus group with them. We sat down and we went through the feedback. Before they start also we had the briefing, and after that also the briefing. So we looked at their satisfaction and what they thought about the course and how we can improve it. Normally we use the scale from poor to excellent, and they thought the relevance of the sessions and usefulness of them, they thought, and the topics, different topics that we covered, very good, and the quality of the session, they were very good to excellent, and the teaching, very good to excellent. This is what they stated, that their baseline knowledge and understanding of global health issues at home improved by around 50%. So it's basically they measure themselves against their own baseline. And this is kind of a graph, a variety of the topics and overall relevance to the practice and likelihood that they can recommend it. And different component of it, which is human rights clinics, in terms of quality of clinical sessions, TB and chest clinic. One of the issues that they had here, they actually wanted to be involved more in treatment and active TB rather than, you know, the suspected, and, you know, people with exposure. And a tropical clinic, they really loved it, it's like 5. And this is the immigrant clinic and continuity clinic. And then also the way that the teaching was done and kind of interactive teaching, and they got involved. We really needed that because we wanted to improve and basically see if the preceptors that we picked are doing what we want them to do. In conclusion, we thought it was feasible, it was useful to actually use our local resources and provide both clinical and population-based experience in global health to our residents. The major component of our success really was that we had the population. It's New York City, and major cities in the United States are going to have the same thing. And then we had this opportunity to have a lot of NGOs working in the New York City area so we could collaborate with them. And the fact that we were part of the Global Health Program, so there already was a commitment. We have a dean for Global Health and all of those things. So there's a commitment at the school level to really support any kind of initiative, for the moment morally. And definitely within the Department of Medicine and Pediatric, we really had support, and they were doing lobbying for us, and so it was important that we could have all of those things at the same time.